Jodie Foster has had one of the most enduring careers in film. She's mesmerized audiences in movies like Taxi Driver, The Accused, of course, Silence of the Lambs. More recently, Jodie Foster has been behind the scenes directing, much like the main character in her new film, Money Monster. Watch the trailer, and it would seem the film centers on its male lead. Financial guru Lee Gates, played by actor George Clooney, prances around the set of his TV show, dishing out stock market tips, forecasting the next big buy. It's business as usual until an intruder, mistaken for a delivery man, stumbles on set during a live broadcast.
You got delivery?
Don't move.
This is a union thing?
Oh, Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus!
Turn those cameras back on! Turn those cameras back on!
Jesus Christ!
Whoever's in there, turn those cameras back on right now!
I can't. Once I turn them off...
You're lying! In his head! Turn the cameras on, Patty! Turn them on!
Now, from this point on, it is director Patty Fenn, played by Julia Roberts, who's pulling the strings. In the original script, she was a simple one-dimensional character, mostly giving stage cues. But with Jodie Foster directing, all of that changed.
Well, I like strong women. I like creating strong women on screen, and that's the side of women that really fascinates me. And so fleshing out her characters, what I do with all of my characters, even as an actress, the relationship between Julia Roberts' character and George Clooney's character, Lee Gates, was very special to me. This idea that there was a Jiminy Cricket in his ear. She speaks to him through his earwig and helps produce his survival. The two of them together make one hero. By the end of the movie, she's orchestrated things better than the police have. I mean, she really has allowed him to survive in a way that he wouldn't have otherwise.
Women in roles like Julia Roberts' roles, as you're describing it, I mean, behind the scenes, and then they sort of emerge as hero. Why explore that and not have the woman just front and center as, you know, the main character who's in the center of the stage, like George Clooney's character?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I would have loved to have made this movie with Julia Roberts playing Lee Gates' character. I mean, that would have been great, too. I mean, they could have switched roles and it would have been fine. In this movie, it was more about a dynamic between the two, you know, that he's a guy who's old school. And their relationship is kind of old school. You know, she rolls her eyes and listens to his banter, but she cares for him. And she knows that inside all that bluster is a guy who's been hurt, and that, in a way, is their connection.
There's so much talked about when it comes to female film directors. I mean, you're among a handful. It's a circle in your industry. You know, few other women have broken into. I've gathered that you feel the conversation around this hasn't been quite right, not as complex as it should be. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's great to be having the conversation. I think I certainly have been waiting for 40 years for people to have this conversation because there were no women on film sets at all when I was coming up, but that, of course, has changed. It's really the mainstream end of the industry. Mainstream movies have become more risk-averse than ever. They're making fewer movies, movies that are mostly franchise, tentpole films, superhero movies, because they've decided that that's their model for the future. And in that scenario, for some reason, they see women as a risk. And they've minimized women by minimizing their risk.
We're talking about directors, right, or in general?
Women directors as risks. Mm-hmm. You could certainly say that in terms of star power as well. But you know, the good news is that audiences' tastes are changing because people get bored being fed the same cereal every day. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the future.
I think back to Silence of the Lambs and Clarice Starling and the FBI agent you played.
I crept up into the barn. I was so scared to look inside, but I had to.
What did you see, Clarice? What did you see?
Lambs. And they were screaming.
And I mean, I felt like that was an early incredibly strong woman that sort of break new ground. And, am I right to see it that way?
Well, I guess I agree with you that character, Clarice Starling, as written in the book, was a tragic male archetype from Greek tragedy as much as anything else. And the fact that it was a woman who is searching for her meaning, her destiny, that goes and travels through this, you know, forest of experience and meets gnomes and demons along the way and then is changed by that and is able to come back to her people and bring the, you know, the magic panacea. That's a real classic structure, and that's always been reserved for men, at least in film. So that was a first, I think, and it allowed other opportunities for women to find different archetypes and adapt them to women.
I wanted to ask you about a story I read about your mom. You were raised by a single mom, and
yes,
she told you at one point that it was a mistake to take on that role as Clarice Darling. Why in the world was she telling you that was not a good role to take?
I don't think she said it was a mistake. I think she was being the devil's advocate. I think
protective mom.
She's being protective, and she was just giving me another thing to listen to in my career. And I think she looked at the script of Silence of the Lambs and thought, well, wait a minute, Hannibal Lecter has the best part. and the character of Clarice is quiet and plodding and reserved. And I think she was worried that it would be too fragile a role to be taken seriously. She also didn't think that it was a good idea for me to direct my first movie when I did. I think she felt like I would have had lots more opportunities to direct after that, but that I should have focused on my acting career. And I said to her, you know, would you say that to Francis Ford Coppola? Would you say that to Marty Scorsese? Would you say you can direct any time? You should just continue doing this other thing?
And what are you getting out of directing that you wouldn't be getting out of acting right now?
Well, it's a full vision. Everything that goes on screen, whether it's the sound choice or the music choice or the colors or the cinematography or the props, any single choice is a choice that I make for the narrative. And it's a full expression of who I am and what I think. That's what attracted me to directing, was wanting to have a full vision and a full signature.
It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with the movie. And Jodie Foster, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jodie Foster, her new film, Money Monster, hits theaters today.